Tua Tagovailoa goes on with Dan Le Batard the other day, quarterback Miami Dolphins, and just shreds Brian Flores. And we're paraphrasing here, but called him a terrible person and said every single day while Brian Flores was the head coach of the Dolphins, he belittled and berated him and said, you think you're hot, you know what? You're nothing. You're going to be nothing. Now, Brian Flores came out yesterday. He's the DC of the Minnesota Vikings now after a brief stop in Pittsburgh. And he said he has grown. He said he is rooting for Tua. And then Ryan Clark yesterday, Doran, said he hopes that Brian Flores learned something from Tomlin, because Clark says Tomlin is as good of a person as he is a coach and treated everybody with respect. Doesn't mean he wouldn't get hard on guys. Phrasing. Doesn't mean he wouldn't get on guys hard, but that there was always that line. And you and I were talking pre-show about there being that line. Everybody needs to be coached differently. I think if what Tua is saying is right and true and accurate, and Flores didn't deny it, I think that goes way beyond the line.
Yeah, I mean, it's just abusing of authority, and I've seen it so many times. Coaches, I told you the story about Arthur Smith whenever Arthur Smith was, you know, getting in my butt a little bit during a training camp practice.
Phrasing there, too.
Yeah, exactly. And I, you know, I kind of snapped back at him. I mean, I was a 6-year vet at the time, and, you know, I thought I had at least a voice. And he looked at me, he was like, my job is to make you the best tight end in the NFL. My job is to make sure that you help this team win. He's like, so I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to put you in situations, and I'm going to push you to be the best. That is my job. And I looked at it and I was like, okay, like that's coaching. Like that's being hard on somebody, but also coaching, and there's a method to the madness. Now, I've seen so many coaches that just belittle and just use their authority as power. Like, oh, man, look at this guy. Like, you know, you stink. You stink. What are you even doing? What kind of throw is that? Like, there are players that want to be coached like that. I don't know many, but I do know some. But that, to me, is not the way that you can, you know, get a winning formula for your team. And I do believe Tua in this situation. Like you said, Brian Flores, he didn't deny it, but nope. I absolutely believe Tua, because it's not like Tua hasn't been coached hard in his life. He had Nick Saban, who you can just watch on the sidelines, lose his mind, and don't tell me Nick Saban wasn't in Tua's butt, but was doing it constructively. Like, it's not like Tua is just, you know, just kind of went through college football or went to the NFL and just had these easy coaches. No, he's been in a situation, and every single one of my teammates that played at Alabama said how hard Nick Saban was, but at the same time, how good he was.
There was a scene in Band of Brothers where they're talking about a guy who could potentially get promoted from lieutenant. And the line was, this guy feels like he needs to scream all the time. He's seen too many war movies. There are guys who scream. There are guys who yell. There are guys who are jerks just to be jerks, just because they hold positions of authority. And that's exactly what it sounds like Brian Flores was doing.
Yeah.
It also tells me exactly why Arthur Smith got hired. Your story.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's going to be hard on you.
For sure.
And you respect him for that. If Canada was hard on the guys, what are you going to respect that guy? No. Probably not. He is your coach.
He's your coach, right?
So there's always a level of respect and decorum that needs to be held. But what have you done? It ain't 2016 at the University of Pittsburgh.
Right.
Like, you coordinate the NFL? What the hell do you know? So I think that Arthur Smith does command a certain level of respect. They bring in Azeez Ansari or whatever his name is, the wide receiver coach. He's kind of got that reputation where he's going to give it to you. But there needs to be a constructive element of that. And I do think that's what Tomlin's good at. I've been at practice a lot before. He gets on guys all the time, but he respects them as men. Mm-hmm. You got to have that respect. And it doesn't sound like Brian Flores did. I hope he did learn something from Tomlin.
It's kind of wild that this is coming out about Brian Flores, because I've said the story many times. I mean, he was a quality control guy when I was in New England, and that's not how Belichick operated. That's not how he operated on a day-to-day basis. People may think that, but he was total opposite of actually belittling people. Now, he would challenge you, and he would challenge everybody, but he didn't belittle guys.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very surprising that Brian Flores came from New England and, you know, had that persona about him about belittling guys, because that was not the environment in New England.
No, Brady just came out, I think it was on McAfee, and said Brady loved coached hard. He loved coached hard.
But not
belittled.
Right.
Right. And there's absolutely that line. Brady said, I love that because it motivated me. But imagine you're all the 52 other guys on the Patriots, and Brady's up there getting ripped up by the coach.
Yep.
So you better be perfect too.
Yep.
Because that's the greatest quarterback of all time. And the coach is saying, hey, you missed a hot here? That's going to have an effect on the team. So Brady said he liked it. But there's a difference between that and you're terrible. You're never going to make it in this league.
How do you expect to win?
You think you're
a quarterback.
Yeah. That's no good.
No good.
That's no good. And I hope it works for Brian Flores. I hope he did learn from Tomlin, because I think he, from a schematic standpoint, his defense is in Miami pretty good. I want to see that guy be successful. I thought he did good things here, and everything I heard from his time here was good. I'd like to see him get another shot, but you're not going to get another shot if you're going to be acting a fool like that.